This morning I'm turning to the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And I'll read to you verse 38 to 39. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. This morning we are considering these two verses in this book of Hebrews chapter 10 here. And the subject is the faith of true believers and false believers. The faith of true believers. We are looking at the two kinds of faith. Because our passage tells us of such. And I'm not going to pay the idea of any in self kakara, actual Hebrew chapter 10, And if you look at the passage we read from verse 25 to 39, the writer warns false believers, whilst at the same time he encourages true believers to persevere in the faith. That's the context, the whole passage. From the verse 1 coming, he said these things, the work of Christ, and then he enforces this idea to encourage, to really warn the false believers in the church and all, anywhere, and also true believers, he encourages them to persevere in the faith. So it has that idea of some who may have believed but have not really believed, and some who have believed truly and are saved. So that's the idea. So we find the warnings against false believers, I think from verse 25, from verse 26 downwards, to verse 29, we cannot read all. He speaks of their punishment, because of their false belief. And again, we find also the encouragement from verse 32 to around 37, encourages the believers to continue in the faith and to despite their troubles. He reminds them that they can even remember the trouble that they faced when they came to the faith and all that. And then from verse 38 to 39, he shows the faith of false believers, that it is, he describes it that it is bound to apostatize, to derail and also fail, and then at the end they will not really live even by the faith, and then they will totally be off, and that their faith will not bring them any salvation. They cannot really enjoy the blessings of salvation, because that's how he says it. The just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So there may be others who may have seemed to taste, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but then by and by they fall off. We have examples in the Bible. We can think of Judas. It's one of the examples, and many others. Okay, but then that's the picture he's trying to give us. Because Judas, from his conversation, his kind of involvement with the disciples of Christ, nobody, except the point where he has to decide to betray Christ or not, nobody ever thought that Judas was a true believer. Because he was, he himself, he went to preach. He was part of those Christ gave the power to do miracles. And he was seen as one of the apostles. One preacher says, Judas was an apostle and apostate. Judas, no, yes, yes, used to a small body, but also you'll be now. Why you'll be with Jesus Christ in church. So that's the picture, the warning the writer gives us here. The Ekanu said, So you see, this is kind of encouragement to believers that we should continue. And verse 36, I say, also munya abutre. So why you have good point the pair, also munya abutre na the insurance with the month, which it speaks about after their suffering, they should have patience that the blessings of God may be given to them. And the blessing of God is salvation. Finally, when they come to die, God will Christ receive them in heaven. Their souls will go to heaven. Or if Christ will come today, they will be received to be among his people. So that whatever a believer goes through, the Bible says, he says that you should be patient, waiting for the reward of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the encouragement over there. But then, so he moves on. Look at the encouragement he gives them. He tells us that true believers' faith receives blessings of salvation. Or translate a Christ of war, because you know the Lord Jesus Christ, when he offered himself on the cross of Calvary to atone for the sins of the world on the Calvary's cross for sinners, it was to secure for us blessings of salvation, so that our sins will be taken off, the punishment will be taken off, and also that we'll have eternal happiness in the world to come. That's what Christ came to do, so that we can live with God and become God's people in this life. And when we come to die, we're going to be with him. You see, so when we talk of believing in Jesus Christ, it's not a small thing at all. It's a serious matter, because blessings of salvation comes from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, JD Benya or Christo, I don't understand for so said, and Paja Homer Swallow, about yes, so. And now, some Paja and so on American, the Benya and I mean JD in Yawning. Some old preachers said, faith is the hand that receives blessings from Christ. Some can eat that the real with him because say, JDN and Sire did in Shafi Christopher. Yes, it's faith. It's our faith in. So if it is not genuine, for instance, how can somebody receive something with a hand who doesn't have a hand? Just picture. Yes, I have to receive something, but I don't have a hand. How do I take it? The same way I have to receive blessings from Christ, but I don't have faith in him. That's the picture. You cannot. And so that I have some faith, I don't have my entire faith in. I don't trust him. You see? The American is a preacher. You see, JDN inside, JDN in Shrafi Christopher. And I'm saying, sounds as a Christian in Shadow, my own number of years. See any JD or any more, yeah. So, the same way, so it's a faith, very important thing when we come. That's the beginning of the Christian life, and that is what the Christian life is all about, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So what I'll do this morning, I'll not actually, explain the text, the verses. I'll just let us think about this. We will think about the marks of false faith and also the marks of true faith. Simple as that. You may share JDR and Nipapano, we just think about the marks of true faith, believers' faith, and the marks of true believers' faith. There are things this faith really works for us, makes us see that we are genuine or not. So our first thing is that marks of false believers' faith, and they are digression to apostasy, because that's what the verse tells us. Because they are false, they digress to apostasy. So, for false believers, as their faith in Christ is insincere, one thing is that they will not completely surrender themselves to Him. I think about what they can say, Jedi for Mujedi and I never panel. Ah, I'm going to get a girl for me. And such people, whoever has this, that I want to, but just Christ to forgive my sins, but then I will not yield myself to Him so that His will become my rule of life. My faith cannot be genuine. And that false believers never give their whole heart to the Lord. And they always retain some admiration of themselves. They always retain some kind of niceties about themselves. They somehow, though they may claim their mama, in themselves they are somebody. Every genuine believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his or her own heart, he's nothing. And he comes to realize that whoever he is, he's nothing, because he's a sinner. Sin makes us nothing before the Lord, and it makes us nothing before our own eyes. But is it true with all people? Do they think that they are nothing before their own eyes or before Christ? No. They may say, they are somebody. Sin makes us nothing. But then people, those sinners, they claim to be somebody. So false believers, one thing about them also, their heart is divided. Well, they somehow, if it is inconvenient, they will listen to the word of God. If it's not convenient, they will not take it. They choose among the things of Christ and His things. They are like King Amaziah. Look at the description in the Bible. He was the king of Judah, King Amaziah, in 2 Chronicles 25, verse 2. This is the description about him. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Yes, King Amaziah, or your new man is very radiant. That's one fact, more than a year. You see? He held something, though it was in Egypt that they have the Lord, they have things. So, maybe he let people to go and worship, he made sure that the priests are paid and everything. But he himself, he was somebody. And if you read his history, after he went to destroy Edom, when he was coming there, he took idols from Edom to come and worship himself. You see? And he thought it was nice for him. Others, okay, for him, maybe he will not, like other kings like Ahaz and others who tried to destroy the house of God. For him, he will not. He will let people go and worship God. He will let things go on. But for him, he has something that he's so wise about. He went to Edom, coming back, he brought idols to come and worship. And when he was reproved, he didn't listen. You see? That is the heart of a false believer. Well, I'll keep a kind of religion, but for my heart, my prayer, I have something that I so cherish, I cannot give up. It becomes my idols. Like Amaziah, we are looking up to you. Many people, they will come to church, they will do many things. Oh no, they have a lifestyle they want to keep. No, don't touch it. They have idols in their hearts. Well, they say, well, yes, Christ has died for our sins. Yes, I didn't decrease everyone your money. Like Amaziah, I just quoted to you. And these people, sometimes they will keep a kind of religion. Well, even some may ask it, but like a time will come, they will fall into the habit of self-importance, become their chief idol. But then, if you saw from up my Yama Christo, no, a bedroom ribbon, no, afraid, Omwangasa, Omo, and the best show, so afraid they will become so proud about themselves. And this condition will degrade their superficial confidence in Christ, and then will totally place their hearts on other things. Mess Mama from Akumama Christo, Niniano, a bedroom baby, no, afraid, dear, sir. So by and by they will place their faith and their confidence in things, because you know why? Though they claim to have believed in Jesus Christ, because they have not entirely believed in him, they are still in unbelief. And so by and by, if we are still in things of this life, maybe money and position, connections become so. When they are in need, when they are in trouble, their immediate help is the things around them. Well, if it is good or bad, they just want to give themselves to. They cannot wait upon the Lord. They cannot. They cannot pray and wait with faith and patience. They cannot. You see how the writer was encouraging the believers. Let us what? Continue. Verse 35, he said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. You see, if believers have entire confidence in the Lord in all things, and so he was encouraging them not to cast them away. And every genuine believer would never cast this confidence away. In life, only Christ will be my all in all. You see, but for false believers, they'll cast it away if they sometimes think oh, this is immediate solution. They'll give themselves. They don't trust that the Lord will even help them. They cannot wait with prayer and with patience. They cannot wait with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. No, well, on the outside, well, they have faith, but if things happen to them that they have to trust in the Lord in their private life, they cannot. They will rather make to God. To them, God doesn't see. Somehow, God doesn't see. You see, for the true believer, God sees everything, and God is ever watching us. And then they move on when troubles of life assail them, or probably they are persecuted for Christ's sake. They become offended. See, when probably they want to be obedient to the Lord, and troubles come. They are not happy to obey. They are troubled for obeying Christ and suffering. They wouldn't want to obey. They wouldn't want to give themselves to sufferings for Christ. And when the sufferings come, when they are offended in Christ, they disregard his command. You see, sir, so such people only obey Christ if it is convenient. You see, so omo omo je din nyapapa no omo je Christ to asem atu se ebe omo ho ton kwa pass emo ho ton mo David. And not just one, I'm called one decisions or all one. Every day, the choices, the troubles, and everything that comes to them, if they should obey Christ, it will be inconvenient to them. They wouldn't. They will not. You see, They will not. They will, well, if, I mean, it will not, I mean, bring inconvenience, then that's okay. They want to do, and they will be seen as quote-unquote Christians. No. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if it's genuine, has practical, I mean, effect on our lives. When nobody sees our decisions, when nobody sees what we do, we want to honor Christ. Because it's only when the Lord sees us. See? And that sense is always there for to remind false believers. No. It's about entertainment. Oh, what pleased my flesh. See, that's the problem of many people today. When it comes to worship, they think, well, we have to, dance and play drums in the church. But have they studied the Bible? Have they studied about worship? No. They did dance. Tell them, oh, no. They want to. So that if that is not there, they will not go there. They don't know that the will of God must be known. No. They don't care about that. They care about what they desire. Tell them this is the will of God. No. As long as they desire, they want to do it, you see. And then these false believers, by and by, they will withdraw from the company of true believers. Well, there are others who are false believers, sometimes people may withdraw from them, but if they are company of true believers, these are false believers. Well, they may join in and try to show and do things, but by and by they cannot continue with the true believers. You know the warning in verse 25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching." Some dissemble, and here may be genuine believers who are not maybe regular, but when it comes to false believers, they will totally dissemble with true believers, both from worship, service, and fellowship. And then it moves on. Many people can be in this, I mean, any stage of the, any of this stage are forever. But then it goes on. Some can go to the point that they will completely discredit the gospel itself. They will completely discredit sound teachings. They will completely discredit godliness. Now they even become, I mean, they even criticize those who want to obey Christ. That's the who have gone so far. Sa anjendi jedi fu amoya amunye jedi fu wapano. Ebedu baby no, he said pano kwa yen kansa na npaje ba no. Enya enya mu hia de. Omo si na twetwe. Na Bible mu cheche ba panzo, enya ko baby amo. They don't care about that. And ebedu baby no, say ebedu ho besu amo ya hupo. Amo ba stressa abrabo no. So you see, they will derail. They will derail and derail. And then when people come to this point, what will happen to them? The gospel is nothing to them. Sound doctrines, principles of the Bible is nothing to them. To live a life that will please God, to really commit myself to the Lord, doesn't please them. What will happen to them? Perish. That's the Bible tells us. And they will make a shipwreck of their faith. Like Apostle Paul spoke of two people, Hymenaeus and Philetus, to Timothy, that these people have made shipwreck of their faith. See, that's what it means to make a shipwreck of faith. So, Jedia, we can't only use the word of faith, and that's what Hebrew, this part of the Hebrew is warning. So that we should be careful that if we say we have come to the Lord Jesus Christ, our faith should be genuine. Or if we are coming to believe in Him, we should not just think that, well, we should just give our mind, well, yeah, the Lord Jesus has come to die and that's all. That means we should make sure that we are truly believing in Him. Because people can, as I've described to you, can claim to believe in Him, but they'll be in this category and they may die. What happened to them? No salvation. If your faith is like this, you can never be saved. You can never know the Lord Jesus Christ. You see? So it's a serious matter. And as I said, some may not be real to this point. Some may hang in there, then they die. Some may go on and finally become, no, you don't like the things of Christ at all. But the marks are always there. The beginning of the marks is that these people wouldn't give their heart entirely to the Lord. And they are not willing to bear suffering for the cause of Christ. See, these are very too important. Yes, no, nobody is happy to bear suffering, but if it's for his sake, we ask for grace to bear. If we are genuine, the Lord will help us, and it will not be inconvenience to us. Yeah, can I say, Okay, I'll move. My time is going, so I'll move on. Marks of true faith of believers. I mean, how do we know that our faith is genuine? There are things which the Bible tells us to see, and we can sense them in ourselves if we are genuine. You know, maybe a Bible teacher here said, "Well, obi so aje Christ ready. I know what say see. Then you know, no one forget to me. I want a prayer from say, be jedi ya be unya o Christ omo. No one will have my brother. So this thing, and that this will help us." To know if we are one of those, that's the past the 39 says, but we are not of them who draw back on tradition, but of them that believe the same of the soul. So yeah, just one more. What you want to say? You know, we are one more. And this is what we have. If ever we will think of believing the Lord Jesus Christ, we should be sure that this faith in Him saves us. That through this faith we have received. Okay, so let's okay, sorry for the break. So the system is not helping us, but okay, let's continue. So we are thinking of marks of true faith of believers, and Yoma is. And no my chest said, why did you do a dear? Never cry. No more so to me. You may be over by when it trains or see him. That the kind of say, the first thing is that this truth, if the faith you have had the Lord Jesus Christ is the new one, it will make you realize your freedom from sin's punishment. So, Jedia was when you're Christmas, and now so by Jedia, that's an okra. Remember one who said, why do well for morning after trium? In Romans chapter 5 verse 1, we are told this. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a reality. You see, this is a reality. Every true believer is given a sense of forgiveness of his sins. So that on the day you sincerely confess your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to save you, and you entirely put your trust in Him, because you have realized that He has shed His precious blood on Calvary's cross. He suffered the pains of death. He suffered the pains of punishment for sin because of you. If it is sincerely with your heart, God gives you that sense that you are free from your sins' punishment. You see? And one of the things that helps us to know is that when in times of trouble, the Spirit of God works in the hearts of believers so that they are able to realize they are calmed and they are not moved to seek help from anything but to wait upon the Lord. It doesn't come to us naturally. Naturally, none of us will wait on God. And by your God, to say, Miss my dear or Bonimono, will be no more what would dress or betray right then. And how will we have a quick solution? But Christo near Edmonia Channel, what about who is in a Kupoma, Asumje, a Banaso, Sembra, Halba? Halba not put any more, among whom Asumje, and Sasumje, a token is a Shansuja, say a Kupon, only a Kupon Timon Asumje. For unbelievers, when they are in trouble, that's why they always seek solutions which maybe even if it displeases God, they don't care about it, because where can they have peace? Where can they have comfort? Except they have something immediately to resolve their solution. They cannot wait upon God. You know what the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about this peace in John 14:27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The believer is assured that in times of trouble, if he prays and asks God to uphold him, the Lord will grant calmness to the heart. It's a sign that God has nothing against me. For unbelievers, they cannot pray to seek for calmness. They may claim to maybe bear their troubles, but no. It's like when you are boiling something, you have covered it. That's why if an unbeliever says it's patient and calm, that one day by and by, it will blow. An unbeliever cannot really be patient because of Christ. He cannot. He may be patient because of something else. Maybe he knows if I'm not patient, maybe I cannot, have this or that. But for a believer, for Christ's sake, he's just patient. He's willing to bear the troubles of life. And in that prayer of patience, the Spirit communicates peace to the heart. When we pray, when we read the Word of God, the Lord Himself grants us a sense of peace in the heart, a sense of quietness in the heart, which an unbeliever cannot know. That's the difference. A believer will be suffering, an unbeliever will be suffering, but there's a difference. You see, the believer, if he's a genuine believer, the thing that keeps him the suffering is because of Christ, and because of that, he's supported. But for the unbeliever, even if he continues to suffer, bitterness is boiling up. You see, bitterness is boiling up, and by it will explode somewhere, which it may. But for the believer, there's calmness, and this is seen because it's one of the tokens that our sins are forgiven us, so that when we are suffering in this life, we don't feel that we see how people think, well, no, a believer who has come to know the Lord wouldn't do that. He knows that if he has to suffer, the Lord is aware. And then he commits himself to the Lord. Just yesterday I was reading a passage in 1 Samuel chapter 30. David he and his men, I think they wanted to, well, at that time he has gone to live with the Philistines, and he wanted to go and fight for the Philistines against Israel, but by God's providence, he was stopped by the other chiefs in Philistines. They said no, he will turn against them. And when they came back to their town, Ziklag, the Amalekites have come to ransack all their people and everything, their wives and children. And the Bible told us that all the men were crying for their children, for their wives. And David himself was crying. And the men were so angry that they wanted to stone David. But then we are told, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. David has a God. You see, David can trust in God. He calmed himself by thinking of the promises of God. That God is aware of the situation. And God, it's not by chance that things have happened. David was what? Encourage himself. And this is the sign of a true believer. In times of trouble, we think of the Lord and His promises. And we pray the Lord communicate to us peace. And be able to trust in Him. Because God is faithful. You see? An unbeliever doesn't have that. They have no God in this world. They may have a God they may claim to have. It will not keep, the God will not keep them in trouble. God, they are God, God of money, God of something else. You see? And you see, afterwards, David prayed. And you see, when he was calm, he prayed the Lord. He asked the Lord, should I pursue and go? He don't say, go. If the Lord had said no, they would have gone. And yet, God would have helped David to pray. You see the difference? So that's what we are talking about here. You could call on God to help him. Because God, you know, God has nothing against him. My second thing is that one thing that we know of faith in Christ is genuine, that power over sin. We will know power over sin. Say, Jedi O Christopher, no cry. This Christopher, my, your tummy were born. So, faith in Lord Jesus Christ, if it is true, secures for believers power over sin. Look at Romans chapter 6, 5 to 6, we are told of this. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, that's the death of Jesus Christ, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We know that the death of Jesus, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the source of all blessings of salvation, which by God's grace is given to needy sinners, we derive all blessings from this. So that, I mean, if truly you have been planted together in the likeness of Christ, that means they're planted to be planted as, I mean, something which doesn't, I mean, happen physically, it has to be spiritual matter, but it has to do with the mortification of sinful self. If truly our sins are mortified, if truly coming to believe the Lord Jesus Christ, we really confess the Lord to help us, and then indeed He took away our sins. So that's what it means. The death of Jesus Christ took away our sins. So if truly my sins have been put on Him, and He has taken away my sin, that's what He says, that is the salvation from sin. That's what it means. To be planted together in the likeness of the death of Christ, to receive the salvation which comes from His death for sin. Because when I believe on Him, my sins have been put on Him. So that the punishment for my sin, He took it on into the grave and He buried it. That's what the picture is. And if this thing has happened, meaning God, Christ has forgiven my sins. Because I genuinely trusted in Him. Then the argument is that you shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. If my sins were forgiven, when He rose up with a new, I mean, what is that? With the blessing of new life for believers. Then the one who actually believed in Him will then have a desire and pursue after holy living. And this will show that truly my sins have been buried with Christ. That's the picture here. By being planted together with Him, I've been joined to His death. So that if my faith in Him is genuine, then I see Christ when He was dying, I died with Him. Look at the way that the body of sin, that sinful nature, has been what? Weakened. It's not that the believer wouldn't sin again, but all that, I mean, sin is able to really cause us is destroyed. The punishment is taken away. Satan now has no power over me to deceive, to make me like a habitual sinner. No. You see? So, if you have been planted together in likeness, this is in the likeness, which is, has to do with our mortification of sin. You see, repentance and yielding ourselves to Him. Then we shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. The resurrection is the power of the new life. Christ's resurrection gives us that new life. And then we will have that new life of holy living. Then we will be saved from all sin, all forms of sin, both I mean, our heart sins and our outer sins, it will not really become, it will not have power over us again. No sin will have a power over us. So that one thing will become is that we will have a dislike for a life of sin. You see, naturally, nobody, who have been trained well in the home with the moral character, there are some sins they cannot break away from. Pride and envy and nobody can be trained not to be envious, because naturally it's not, nobody can be trained not to be proud. It's in our heart. It's pride and those things that make us feel better. Nobody can be trained that he should not be proud. Yes, on outwardly he might or she might be decent, but in the heart, nobody can take pride from the heart. You see, but then, if truly I have been planted together in the likeness of Christ, then meaning I have believed on him and that he has taken away the power of sin from me and the punishment of sin from me, then I will now have a dislike for a life of sin. Not only the outward, but my own heart. I'll begin to fight against my own self. And then I will desire to be like him. And show that I have been saved, that I now have sin, have power over sin now. Then I'll begin to hate every sin. Not only one or some sins. Not even sins in others. You know, there are some whose Christianity has much to do with hating sin in others. It is good, but we must not like the sin of others. But the most important thing, we should hate our own sins first. That should be about, if it's 90% of our hatred against sin, should be ourselves. If we are not doing that, if we are not genuine. So that our sin is our problem. Yes, we pray that others' sins may be helped, but our sin is our problem. God will not punish me for somebody's sin. He will punish me for my sin. You see, the American said, I'm sure when you open the radio, the common news you hear, oh, people talking about what people have done also. I have to ask myself, those who are saying what others have done, have they finished talking about what they have done? But no. You see, people can run people down all over and they are free. But no, if they are genuine, they realize, no. While I'm talking about others, I should be even ashamed of myself. See? Now, the third one I'm done is that a sense of the new birth. Another aspect that, I mean, faith in Christ makes us realize that by faith, genuine faith in him, salvation adopts us into God's family. That's one thing. We are God's children by adoption, if ever we are believers. It brings us to God's family. The day one truly believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, God makes changes in the soul. There's a change that happens. If the faith in Christ is genuine, it will bring changes to my heart. It will make God's work to begin. So, I did many of you when I cry, I hope I shall say, Jumau. And all the who say, I won't from, but not the call from. The Spirit will impart spiritual life into the soul, and then this will renew the desires, the thinking, and the will. So, who won't go on or the uncomfortable baby moon, I assume, empire, from Grono, ever my corner, the my dream, nipping the eye, and want it. Because, you know, true faith in Christ really brings the Holy Spirit to come and live in the believer. So, JD will Christ my cry, a man from Grono, but it's not JD in him. And it's a reality. It's spiritual, but a reality. You see what Galatians 1 described this to Nicodemus? Nicodemus asked, how can I, being an old person, enter into a mother's womb and be born? How can this thing be that the Spirit will give birth? He said that, you see how the wind blows? Yes, you listen, you hear that blowing, but then you can't see the wind, or you can see that maybe it is pushing up things. That's the how we are born of the Spirit. We don't see physically, but it effects, by their fruit you shall know them. That's what Jesus Christ said. By the fruits. That comes out. If truly I believe in Jesus Christ and the fruit works in my heart, there will be genuine fruit. The fruit of the Spirit, you see. It will become part of me. My life will continuously bring out this thing. The heart is full of Christ. the heart is full of desires for holiness. And no desire for insincerity, no desire for any sin that God hates. This fruit will begin to grow in my heart. And then I'll grow it. You know, sometimes people say, well, if I'm born again, how am I not knowing? Who is ever born into this world who is not aware? We all know. The same thing, if we are born by the Spirit, we will know. So this, we cannot know what the Bible has shown us. And this comes to us by our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, these are the things that will make me sure that my faith is not like those who perish. And this Bible say, if I could come to this to know this effect in my heart, my faith in Christ will make me, it's not genuine. This thing should happen in my own heart, my own soul. There should be this change. I should be aware that God has placed me among his people, and that I am part of God's family, and that my desires are always in line with them. And the fruit of the Spirit. Susumu abasono and one amiso. And the Bible may say, "Jesus, I'm not Christ, no." And no crap. So nobody should be okay with just, well, I'm going to church and probably just saying I'm saved. No. Until these things are happening, be sure. Let me read to you again. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Be sure that you have in this manner, if ever you have believed, or if you want to believe in him, be sure that when you believe, these things will come. Else, you'll be among those whose faith will drive them to perdition. They will think they are Christian, but they will die and go to hell. It will not hold. Until these things have happened in me, it will not hold. Friend, if you truly desire salvation for your soul, then you must truly believe in Jesus Christ. If we truly desire salvation, say the person who can find your mouth grab, Ukraine, you also decrease today. O Jin on Ukraine, give your heart to him and surrender your life to him. For Akuma Mano, Nacha Bravo Mano. Many people want to, they believe in Jesus Christ, but they don't want to give their life to him. They want to think they are wise and live their life. No. You see, it's not possible. It's not possible. Never be satisfied with merely profession and church attendance. No. Remember, one more day I can say, it's a lie. And I say, oh, bro, sorry, man, it's a lie. Be sure that you, these things are happening. Else, you'll be among those like Hymenaeus and Philetus, the main shipwreck of their faith. How many of the pilots say, I'm afraid to be an accident? That means a coffee. And the faith that crashes, how can you go to heaven? See, be sure. Salvation is entirely by faith in Jesus Christ. Because when he died on the cross of Calvary, he offered himself as a atoning sacrifice. And for all who come genuinely to him and seek the blessings of forgiveness from him. Who truly believes in him? You see, in quite year, by your soul, and ready, JD and the crowd, the Jesus Christ, who said, oh, Calvary, no, she didn't want you to go, no, Brian, or we are my divine for. Now, me and some of your divine is in the mirror, I said, the crane name with my brow will be a shadow. So, I'm going to go, my brow, but let me answer. And I yield myself to him, and he changes me. He makes me one of his people, and I'm sure that my faith will be one of those that will be saving to the saving of my soul. That in the years to come, I will not be deceived that well. You know what the Lord Jesus Christ said? See, at that day, many will say, Lord, Lord, we did this in your name. We did this and this. I never knew you. You were cursed of iniquity. So be sure. So that these things are happening. These things are, and you are growing in this. And if you go to the Epistle of Peter, he mentions that virtues. He said that if these things are there, and you grow in it, you will never be barren. It will make sure to sustain you. You see that the writer in verse 35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence. If you don't have that true confidence, you will cast it away. Until you have that sure confidence in Christ, you will cast it away. Troubles of life will make you become like no unbeliever. Always remember, we are reminded in this passage that There were some whose faith in Christ were not true, so they lost it in times of troubles, in times of difficulties. They were never. And church history has many of that. And though we are not persecuted today, so people may slip in that false belief and die and go to hell. But be sure that yours is not like that. If you have not really believed, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in Him. Genuinely give yourself to Him. Never think that, well, just merely professional church attendance or getting involved in things are okay. Be sure that these things are really happening in your life. Else your faith will not be genuine. Let's pray together.